Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.
Welcome to the Safety Pro Podcast, powered by iReport Source, helping you manage safety one episode at a time. With the constant regulatory and workplace culture challenges businesses face, we'll provide you with all the relevant information necessary to achieve a safer, more productive workplace. No management theories, platitudes, or guru speak, just actionable info you can use right away. Now here's your host, the Safety Pro himself, Blaine Hoffman.
I am on the road practicing some social distancing with my family, my son laughing at me as I record this, at the campfire in front of the river, and it sounds great. It's a great time to get away, especially right now. As you know, we are in the throes of the COVID-19 outbreak, the coronavirus outbreak of 2020. Look, I just wanted to share some information with you. And there's a lot of information going around, a lot of reputable websites that you need to be referring to for information. And so I am not going to obviously circumvent any of that. So I'm going to reference the CDC and what they recommend for how to deal with ill employees in the workplace, because it's important. The first thing, obviously, is actively encourage sick employees to stay home. Employees who, you know, have symptoms of any kind of respiratory illness, they're recommended to stay home and not come to work until they're free of fever, which is 100.4 or greater, using an oral thermometer. They have signs of a fever or any other symptoms for at least 24 hours without the use of fever-reducing or other symptom-altering medicines like cough suppressants, and that's important. Employees should notify their supervisor and stay home if they are sick. Which leads me to the next point. Look, businesses need to ensure that their sick leave policies are flexible and consistent with public health guidance, and that employees are aware of these policies. So over-communicating during times like this is really key. Talk with the companies that provide your business with contract or temporary workers about the importance of sick employees staying home and encourage them to develop non-punitive leave policies as well. So don't forget about contractors, folks that are visiting your workplace. Do not require a health provider's note for employees who are sick during this time to validate their illness or return to work, as healthcare provider offices and medical facilities may be extremely busy and they're probably not able to provide all this documentation in a timely way. So that goes back to making sure your sick leave policies are flexible. You may want to implement an interim policy as well. Employers need to maintain flexible policies that permit employees to stay home to care for a sick family member as well. It's not just them. We're talking about family members and those that live in their house. Employers need to be aware that more employees may need to stay home to care for sick children or other sick family members. More than usual. So keep that in mind. Obviously, the CDC recommends that employees who appear to have acute respiratory illness symptoms, cough, shortness of breath, upon their arrival to work or become sick during the day should be separated from other employees and be sent home immediately. Check your company's policies on all of this, of course. But look, sick employees should, at the least, be covering their noses and mouth with a tissue when coughing or sneezing or into their elbow or shoulder if no tissue is available. When you start seeing these things, you know, people freak out. So make sure that you talk to employees about proper hygiene and etiquette. And of course, you need to perform routine environmental cleaning. Routinely clean all frequently touched surfaces, common areas we call them, workstations, countertops, even doorknobs. Get with your cleaning company or contractor or personnel and make sure that they are doubling up, tripling up, or quadrupling down on the schedule, and especially during this time. So look, the CDC has some really good information. I'm just going to reference some of that in, you know, terms of the workplace. But there's also some things that employers can do to help improve social distancing. I've heard a lot about social distancing in the news. And, you know, essentially it's just staying away from other people. We've heard everything from 3 to 6 feet, 6 feet or more. You know, basically what employers can do is, one, reduce the number of meetings that you have, reduce the number of activities that require employees to congregate in a small area, conference room, stagger lunch breaks and other types of breaks if possible, to allow smaller groups of people to break at one at one time. The other thing you can do is stagger, if it's possible, stagger start shifts, start times, and the end of shift, to allow smaller groups of people to come into the few entrances and exits that your facility may have at one time, so they don't log jam at the doors and bottleneck and congregate there. Make sure that you're able to be flexible in helping to encourage social distancing. Startup meetings or huddles, toolbox talks at the beginning of the shift, beginning of, you know, even at the job site. But things like that, you may have to get creative and in the short term to prevent people from, you know, congregating in small areas in groups in order to promote social distancing. So look, I just wanted to drop a quick episode here on the road and talk to you about social distancing and what the CDC has as far as tips to help prevent the spread of viruses like these in the workplace. Look, stay safe out there. Everyone will get through this if we just stay positive, over-communicate with our people, and we focus, as we always have as safety professionals, focus on safety and health in the workplace. We'll get through this together. So let me know what you think. What are some best practices that you have implemented in your workplace to help improve social distancing, support social distancing, or improve hygiene in the workplace? Drop me a note on LinkedIn. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And I will talk to you on the next Safety Pro Podcast episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Safety Pro Podcast, powered by iReport Source, the all-in-one digital safety solution. For info on how you can request a free demo on all the capabilities of iReport Source to streamline your business's safety management system, head over to thesafetypropodcast.com. We look forward to helping you manage safety on the next episode of the Safety Pro Podcast.